720 WGN. It's all about fashion for Alex Waterman. He goes to high school in Hoffman Estates. He's a fashion prodigy, and now some of his classmates have been clamoring about getting a prom dress made. Did prom not happen this weekend, Alex, or is it coming up for your high school?
It is coming up this weekend.
And how many dresses are you making, or maybe you're doing guy wear, or I don't know what, like, how many people have said, Alex, you need to make me something for prom?
Way too many for me to handle. Currently, I'm making two dresses for the girls at our school, one for a teacher's girlfriend, actually, and then a couple more to be sent around the U.S. just for their proms.
Wow. And maybe I've missed it, but you have a really big online profile, like on TikTok or Instagram?
So I only operate out of Instagram. My TikTok is very small, but I have a business Instagram that reached 1,000 followers thanks to the WGN news story, and I'm very, very happy.
Well, I think we should add another 1,000 to that, because you are 17 years old. Tell everyone where you go to high school.
I go to James B. Conner High School.
And this fall, where will you be headed?
I'm going to be heading to New York City to study fashion at Parsons, the New School of Design.
Okay, so how did you decide that this is your life's work? Because I read a quote and you said that you will do this till the day you die.
Yeah, there's something about doing something that you love, and fashion is just what I love. Not just obviously looking at pretty dresses, but the actual creation, the process, the one-on-one with custom orders. Everything about it is just so fascinating. And I knew from a young age I always wanted to go into business, but all of a sudden I was able to merge multiple passions into this. And hopefully, if Waterman Studios takes off, I can do this until I die.
Well, I'm pretty sure it will, based on what I've seen. I mean, I saw the tuxedo that you created last year with the ostrich feathers, and it was fantastic. And that was something you created for yourself to wear to, was it a high school dance? Was it prom? What was it?
Yeah, so me and Victor Luna, who was on Project Runway, did that together, because I've never done a suit before. And that was for my prom last year.
So people of that caliber are taking notice, and you are doing prom dresses for people nationwide. How does the process work? So you go to one of the top fashion schools in New York City. You hope to then be picked up by a fashion house?
Yeah. So I realized that I don't have to wait until, you know, I graduate college. I don't have to wait until someone notices me. I could start doing what I love now. And recently, I've just been reaching out, really trying the small stuff like prom dresses before I get too crazy into anything huge. But it's wonderful. I'm very happy.
Okay. Do you ever see that kid, Max Alexander? He's all over my social media platforms. I think he started making dresses when he was 4. He's 7 years old now. He said he believes that he was Gucci in a past life. He's 7.
Yes.
The kid is amazing, right? Were you into it at that level, at that age?
So, as a kid, I didn't know it yet, but I was. I was a dancer when I was younger, so every time we would unbox these dance costumes, everyone was like, ooh, look at the tutus, and I would be like, look at the crushed velvet and the hand sewing on this applique, and I was obsessed with every minute of it. But it turned into being interested in it during COVID, and it just took off from there.
And is someone in your family into fashion, like into creating fashion?
Not one bit. My parents are very much uninterested in what they wear. They do look nice, but they don't really splurge on clothing. They've never really been the artistic type. They're both very interested into economics and chemistry, so I kind of am like the rainbow sheep of the family.
When they saw your ostrich feathered tuxedo, what did they say?
They were definitely disappointed that I ordered something else and that, you know, I was spending a decent amount of money, but they could see it in my eyes how much something so fabulous and how my personality really shone through the suit was. And that, I mean, to them, just having a child that follows their passion and having me wear something that I love so much is awesome to them.
You're 17 years old, but you sound like an old soul to me, Alex.
Thank you.
And I imagine, I just have this feeling like you're it. So who do you have a kinship with? Is it, you know, what great designer that we know would you feel most aligned with?
Oh, that's such a tough question. My aesthetic, I really draw inspiration with like Alexander McQueen and Mugler. Mainly I do streetwear and kind of the artistic creation of fashion, using it as an art form more than just, you know, making pretty dresses. But I find inspiration from designers and objects and events, anything that has a deep meaning, I find inspiration from.
And does your high school have any programs that help support your efforts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a club called FCCLA, Family Career and Career Leaders of America, where we're able to actually compete with all of that stuff. We have business clubs that have helped me with my business, BPA, Business Professionals of America, and just the general overall community. They're all so supportive. They're all so great in helping me find out what I really want to do. And I love it. If I need photos done, they'll help me with that. Editing, they'll help me with that. They're great.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're so focused and that people are loving your designs. Tell everybody your Instagram so we can get you, we can double your followers.
Thank you. So my Instagram is AlexWaterman_. That's my personal one. And then my Waterman Studios is just Waterman Studios on Instagram.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing what you create in the future.
Thank you so much.
Alex Waterman, one of the local students you need to know. He is 17 years old, Waterman Studios. You should check that out. All right, coming up next, newsroom temperature check. First, Mary's got a check on weather and traffic.